The end of Perek Zayin, Ishihudi Ishihidi, focused on all the aspects of being an individual, of finding your own unique purpose in the world, knowing that you have everything you need in order to fulfill that purpose. You're a unique letter in the Sefer Torah, so you have to make sure that you're there, and you also have to make sure that you are in the right place. That's what we got up to yesterday, yeah? The last two paragraphs. It's called this Limdanu Avram Avinu Sha'amad Basar Nisainas Kachayim Ibatsura. This we learned from Avram Avinu, who withstood these 10 tests. Who yada shebekol matzav bekol zman yesh lo tafkid miyuchad umatari miyuchedes. How was he able to withstand those 10 tests? What was the quality that he had? Because he understood that in every situation he had a specific job to do with a specific goal, and he had to get on with it. Derech zuhu hinchilanu bona v'chorov. It's this path that he inherited to us, his children after him. Kumo shama kosh bo chorav avinu v'yaitzi toya chutzu v'yaymer. Avram is the Hashem says avinu. Go outside, come outside, habetna shmaymer v'sipua kochovim. Come outside and count the stars. In Tuchel Asapayatam Riyemelo Ko Yezarecho. Go and count the stars in such a way that you can't count the stars, so will be your seed, your descendants. Claimer. What does this mean? Go outside, look at the stars, your children will be like that. Well, why didn't have to go outside? I mean, he knew what the stars looked like. He knew all the halachas of Kiddush HaChodesh. I mean, he didn't have to go outside to look at the stars. In the same way that you raised yourself outside the Yotze Michutz L'Marecha Zateva, you took yourself, you transcended out of the natural order of things. So too, I've chosen you to be the one that's going to rectify the world, that is, to be, so to speak, my wife. So too, I will give that power to your children. If they want to transcend, they'll be able to. In the same way that you took yourself out of the marechet of the stars of the constellation, and if I've chosen you to fulfill my mission in the world, the same way I'm going to relate to your children. You've inherited this to your children. They will have the ability to transcend the natural order of things and live in a transcendent way. This is more relevant to the last generation. It was relevant all along, but it's very relevant to us. Do ikfasid Mashiach, the generation that is going to greet Mashiach. Kavuva divrei Avseinu, hadam ramos b'divrei Chazal advar shekosh boch lav avinu. Chazal on this interchange between a kosh bochu and Avraham Avinu says b'chor chaysmit. But you will be the final signature. Shechatimus agolus v'siyaymai, the signature and the final ending, the golus, mikoycha shel Avram Avinu, is going to be via the koyach of Avram Avinu. Mikoych yecholos eliyaz yechudi, v'lo nipalel klal me'asay v'vaysay. Two powers that you're going to need. The one is you're going to have to be an individual. Being a robot here is not going to work. Being a noach tzaddik ain't going to do it. You're going to have to become yourself. If I'm not going to be me, who's going to be me? I'm going to have to be me. Can't be anyone else. And second of all, not to be too blown away and too excited and worried about what's going on out there. The environment, the strain of the environment, you have to withstand that in a major league way. What a big machanchim of the generation told me. All you have to give your children today are the tools to withstand the influence of the street. That's the Ika Avoida. 100 years ago, you didn't have to give your kids the koyach to withstand the influence of the street. There was no street. You had to give them other koyach.
What purpose are they?
How'd you do that?
What purpose?
How'd you give your kids to withstand the strain of the street?
That's
the chinuch shi, I don't know. That's the whole shiur on chinuch. You're right. Good question. Not now. That's not for me. But I'm just saying that. Well, first we have to apply them for yourself. First of all, you have to make sure that you're not being drawn after everything that has. That's number one. Okay. Well, then you can try and give it to them. Yeah. I mean, in a nutshell, you have to make the home more attractive than the street.
That's the start of it.
That's mostly the end of it. The home has to be a place where the child wants to come to and wants to be. When he's finished doing all his stuff out there, that's the place where he wants to go, is home. That's what you have to do. Make sure the fridge is always full. That's one piece of advice. Huh? Yeah, not to say. Make sure that the fridge is. Make sure that. That's all shit. That's all shit. That's own. But you know, because the street, you can't keep your kids away from anything. Your kids are going to go out there. Yeah, you can't keep them out of Hayden. You can't keep them talking to friends. And you can't. They're out there in the world. You can't lock them up. The question is, where do they want to go at the end of the day? When he wants to come home and put his feet up and read the paper and eat curry in him, where's he going to do it? At home, or is he going to say, well, they got me mad at home, they won't let me, whatever, I'll go to my friend's house rather. That's the bottom line. Does he want to bring his friend to you, or is his... I don't know, really. I don't know what to do. Tough one. Because, I mean, the HR has some real heavyweight tools today. It's not some real serious stuff to get your attention. It's very hot.
I don't know if I'm correct, but what I've observed is that even if your house is in a place, if your parents are doing the right thing and making your house a place that you'd want to be, even if you don't want to be there, ultimately, through that exodus, might not be directly through that exodus, but through another way as well.
Yeah, I'm not saying that this is the kid will come home every night. But that's what you have to do. That's your ishtadla. The result that you are. Yeah.
Well, the children see it and they
appreciate it. Yeah, at the end of the day, they'll come home. That's what I'm saying. Eventually, they'll come home. Yeah. Nachinam. Yeah, 100%. It doesn't mean that every day. Yeah. I mean, I told you the mindset, bro. One of the Choshev Rabbonim, whose son used to sleep very late. The kids got late at night or whatever, Yeshiva Gedoyle. They'll never get up for Kriya Shema. He's going out of his mind. The kids missing Kriya Shema. So let's also do the Rosh Yeshiva of Tifa, what he should do. So the Rosh Yeshiva said to him, you've only one choice. Yeah, where do you want your kid to wake up in the morning? In your house or in someone else's house? He's going to wake up late. You're not going to stop there. So you choose. Where do you want him to sleep? Do you want him to come home at night? Or when you're in the middle of the morning, when these kids come home? Or do you want him not to come home? So be on his head and drive him mad and be a nudnik and wake him up and throw him out of bed and then shout at him or whatever. He'll stop coming home. Leave him alone and he'll stay home and eventually he'll get the message.
My brother heard firsthand from his son that one of the top six cultural posters in England. The son was going off the derrick. The father said to him, I don't care what you do, girl, drugs, TV, go in my house. Yeah, it was the end of child already.
Whatever, yeah. Whatever you want, I don't know. You call it as a blank of stuff, whatever. I'm just saying, yeah.
It's going to happen anyway. It might happen.
Where do you want your kid to wake up in the morning? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Steinman said it. Byron Leib said it for foolish. You don't need me anymore. I used to say this before Byron Leib said it. He was once a big machanach, his kid. The kid is coming from the Shiva on Erev Shabbos. The whole Shabbos, the newspapers, sugar. You want to eat the newspapers fine, but a little bit of Gemara as well. Let me ask one of the Shivas what he should do. The Rishi said, I can't tell you what to do. I don't know what you should do. But if it was me, every Erev Shabbos I'd go to a collect and I'd buy a kilo garinu. And when he's lying on the couch reading the newspaper, I'd give him a kilo garinu. That's what I would do. I happen to know the kid that they were talking about today is a very choshev younger man. And the kid that used to sleep late, whatever, happens to be a big Talmud Chacham today. That's what I have to know. These are things that we don't think. We look at it and say, Sosa Kriya Shema, what are you talking about? Blah, 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 blah. You have to have a long-term vision as well. You have to have years of experience in chinuch. Anyway, it's important to apply those principles to ourselves as well. You know, we're very hard on ourselves and we sometimes can cause ourselves to be alienated from ourselves. Apply to yourself as well. You know, you also got a little child in you that sometimes needs kind of tipple. you know, tonight I had to look after yourself also. You know, you've got to take the pressure off your kids a little bit as well, because it's not so healthy. That's one thing I'll tell you now. Pressure is the biggest cause of a child not enjoying his learning. If you want to destroy any time for limud, yeah, just a little bit of lachat, that's all. And lachat can just be, why don't you go learn? Why don't you go learn? That statement can be enough lachat to destroy any enjoyment you'll get from his learning. I'm not saying this, but what the Mechanism are saying to you. Don't know what to tell you. These are not specific for you and your kids. You've got to ask on Shabbos and work it out for yourself. But I saw brought down in the Kuntus and one of the real big Mechanchim, man with Messiahs or whatever, the Gavi off his son-in-law. He actually lives near Jacob's, a neighbor of Jacob's. The Kubelnik of Mechanchim, they've got a whole lot of Svarim on whatever, on time for Limud, getting a schmuck from Limud. And he says the first thing you have to know is Lachat destroys time for Limud. And if a kid's not getting enjoyment from his learning, he's not going to learn. There's a lot more enjoyable things out there. Rebellion says that that which Torah is an antidote for the Yetzer Hara is only when what the Torah is offering is more enjoyable than what the Yetzer Hara is offering. So if he's taken away his enjoyment from learning and he's left him with a Yetzer Hara and has got buckets of sugar to throw at him, yeah, so what chance do you have? Get rid of the lachat. That's not so posh. Yeah, that's not okay. This is a real toughie. The real toughie, because the emotions get involved, and sometimes it's not about the kid, it's about you. You're upset that your kid's not coming to davening, not because he needs to come to davening, because everyone else's kids are there, and people are looking at you like, why is your kid not at davening? And you start feeling embarrassed, but if you start looting, the kid is going to come to davening, not because you made an objective decision that he needs to be at davening. If he needs to be at davening, he needs to be at davening. That's what, okay, fine. But very often, it's not about the kid, it's about me. And the kids know that straight away. They know that straight away. If you want to know whether he's doing it for you or the kids, just ask the kid. He knows. He's got a claw. So it's very hard. It's very hard to know. It's very hard today to know what to do.
But that's what you were saying about.
Having said all this, you have to know it's all irrelevant. What you have to do is daven. And daven and daven and daven. But the Gemara says, daven lolo sagi. You have to make some ishtadlis. So what I was speaking now is to get ishtadlis. But at the end of the day, any share on chinuch has to start with that. As to the first three sharing on any share on chinuch has to do that chinuch. It's another daven. Because you've got no chance. If you think about the impossibility of raising kids to Torah in this generation, any kid sitting in yeshiva, you walk into yeshiva Ketaniya, you want to see an open miracle, just go into yeshiva Ketaniya any time during the day. Every kid sitting, open miracle. It's a play if you think about it. What makes a 14-year-old, you know what it's like being a 14-year-old, from 7 in the morning till 10 at night, sit by the moment. What? You can't. I can't. How does he do it? It's a miracle. Open miracle. Chedesh Kedoshim, every Yeshiva Bocha. Chedesh Kedoshim. Anyway, just I wanted just to finish the paragraph, so finish the chapter at least. Ma is the Dach, is Lamavinu. So what was Lamavinu there? How can we try and acquire and strengthen ourselves using Avinu's approach? In the light of everything we said about. Okay, Neilman Rukhi Avoy. That we're going to learn. Avkach, that we're going to learn. Right now. Perek Chet, Avkuf Alef, Darchus of Avram Avinu. The ways of Avram Avinu. That's why the Shiva is called all Avram. We have to all be Avram Avinus. בפרוג מקוי מנחבנו דברים עד מתנה בחירה שניתנה ממראים לכל אדם המרצות לבת את תכון היסטן המלכים שבוי all we've been saying all along both here and in Beis Yehudi and in all the Vadim is that we were given this thing called Bechira, a gift called Bechira, a miracle called Bechira, and the goal of that is for in order for us to be able to express this thing called Tzelem Elohim which is in us. על ידי כך הוא נעשה כל יוכל כביוכל כמו אבוי יסברו. בחירה gives us a thing called כל יוכל. The same as the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Kol Yochel. Honestly, we're not Kol Yochel like the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Kol Yochel, but in that which we're supposed to do, we are Kol Yochel.
Can you just see that?
That's the whole first shahr of the Nefesh HaChayim. What we're describing here, the aspect, I mean, it's not a definition, just the aspects we're focusing on here, is Bechira, Kol Yochel. You can do whatever you want. You can serve Hashem, you can not serve Hashem, you can chet ha'egel, you can break the luchos, you can be Adam Arishon, you can do whatever you want in the areas, obviously, when you have Bechira. There's some things you don't have Bechira. But in the area that Bechira is given to you, you're just like Hashem. Tell him a little kid. The other aspect that we're focusing on is this aspect of being able to give unconditionally. The same as a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives and gets nothing back, our job is to become like that aspect of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the unconditional giver. That's a very, very superficial, but that's what we're focusing on. What is Telem Elokim? That is, it's the whole, what is Telem Elokim? The Chaya Olam, not a Besochayim. The whole life of the world, the life force of the world is given over to us. We run the world. We're the Neshama of the world. That's Telem Elokim. Very, very
passionate.
Where's that pasuk again from? Where? Where?
Even
a child,
why
they're not? Even a child, why they're not? Even a child, why they're not? Even a child, why they're not? Even a child, why they're not? Even a child, why they're not? Even a child, why they're not? Even a child, why they're not? Even a child, why they're
we don't know that
from Hashem. How can you go against someone you don't know? You can go against what we know against Hashem. That's what I can do. Not really go against Hashem. Not really damage something. Damage something. That damage is
there.
Not
more than that. Much more than that. Damage is something.
I'll tell you the miracle of Bechira. Is you can go against the Ratzon Hashem Kapshuto.
I don't understand.
I know we don't. And I'll tell you why we don't understand it. I'll explain to you why you can't understand it. Yeah? Because everything is Ratzon Hashem. There's nothing in the world that isn't Ratzon Hashem. Correct? That's the whole chiddush of Yesh Miayim. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu rots on something into existence that didn't exist. So everything is Ratzon Hashem. Bechira means that I can go against the Ratzon Hashem. It means I can step out of reality and still be here. And you've got to understand that.
I can't.
You've got to understand that.
The Rambam Paskin, it's along, beyond the idea of the man. The Rambam is not to make fun of
the Rambam Paskin is going to take with him. The Rambam argues with him. But.
So you're saying that Kipshutu we can go against the essence of Hashem?
Never said the essence, I said the Ratzon.
Okay, fine.
But your Ratzon is your essence. Yeah, but the Ratzon is the essence. When we're talking about Hashem, you can't say it in his words. Because the word Ratzon is a creation of Hashem, it's not Hashem himself.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. So all these words are very loose. Because Bochum makes himself dependent, Kevi Yachol. But Adam Shiachlid, Lipoba Toyba Chilula Barak. Because Bochum, post my celebration. We're always talking post my celebration. Pre my celebration, being with Ein Sof Baruch Hu, where you can't say anything. You can't talk about the Ratzon, you can't talk about anything. But post my salvation, Kodesh Baruch Hu created this world in such a way that he is dependent Kaviyachol on us. Did he have to? No, he could have done it anyway. He's not dependent on us, Chas V'Chalila. But he made the world in such a way that for him to fulfill my salvation, he needs us. Yeah. Kedailan Shinovin is a dvorim la Shulom. In order to understand this properly, Nidoin Khan, the Shnei Dugmois, Yusavius, Oidus Adam Arishan, Voidus Avram Avinu. We're going to have a look at two prototypes. The one is Avram Avinu and the one is Adam Arishan. Chet Adam Arishan. Adam Arishan, the Yosef began Eden, Kredi Machet. Chai B'matz of Shel. Avram Avinu lived in Gan Eden before the Chet. In the Matzo, Nisane Gan Hashem La'anis Nizitz Kinosoi. He was in Gan Eden. What is Gan Eden? Leitanig el Hashem, Yasmeda from Hashem, Ulahaimish Mizim Shchinosu. And you're radiating in the flow of Shchina, whatever all this is. Which is what the Messinus Yeshayim says the purpose of life is. That's what we're living for. All of what they fire is Kaima Tachli Sabir. Ulamun, it's done with Mitzah Shemalechom Eitzadas. Hashem gave him a mitzvah to not eat from Eitzadas. If I am at the Tzibuzet, if he had listened to Hashem and performed this mitzvah, how in a mayu magia le tachlisa le tikkun hasholem? It would have been Moshiach. That would have been the final third of the world. Everything would have gone back and been where it was. Everything would have been great. Ulam ulo amad mashmisoi ubeik vascheta yarachem is koloilo. He didn't withstand the test, whatever. And it destroyed the whole world, 6,000 years of brutality. Ailan hasholem kol b'chet v'esh mudam min adak. No one here can claim to understand what was going on in Adam Rishon's mind. Adam Rishon was the Melachim on the Tadavanchim. Adam Rishon before the Chet was living in a world called Yudkei Vatka. You heard of that? That's what we daven to. The Melachim wanted to daven to Adam Rishon. He saw me in the Sof Olam. He understood every aspect of the Bria. So to go understand what his Chet was, we don't understand. But Olam Rabbeinu Gilalanu. Adam Rishon had every reason not to stop. Hakol Baruch Hu kemiyachol shachnei oto shelo lechtoy. Hakol Baruch Hu is kind of like guy saying, please don't stop. He's got Hakol Baruch Hu himself telling him not to stop. Ho'anik lo matzav shel oinek she'ein lo shum asodot begodlei. Hakol Baruch Hu gave Adam Rishon such tainuk, such pleasure, we can't even begin to fathom. If you take all the pleasure that everybody ever had in this whole world and bundled it into 1 minute, it wouldn't go anywhere near what Adam Rishon was enjoying in Gan Eden. Malachim tzaylim lo bosom, mesnanim lo yayim. The Malachim were making him a brass plate. They were roasting him lamb on the spit and making wine for him. We don't know what this means. But Yeshua was standing in Hashem Gan Eden. He's sitting there radiating in the glory of Hashem. Lo chosel amum, but not lack nothing. Koya charaya motzu chutz namen. He didn't have internal yetzorim like we have. The yetzor was an external force completely. It wasn't involved with him. Wim kein ist alles einem, aber du alle mit Leid, und ich freue mich, aber was in Hashem, ich freue mich, ich So, oh, what made him do go against the Rosh Hashem with no reason? What was he trying to gain? He had everything. Hashem just said, don't eat from that the last top of Rosh, that's all. Keep evil outside of you, don't bring it in. That was the Tzibur. What was he hoping to gain by making Ra part of his internal existence? Hezbo, שכדאין שהטוב הזו הייתי בקוש ברוך הוא אם הוא לא תהיה לחם חסד what a kosh bochu even give Adam and Rishon a chance to sin what a kosh bochu make the final realization of the Bria Tolu and Adam and Rishon just not eating for night what do you care come on what's the big deal put him in the Gan Eden already permanent no you don't want him to be eating lechem chesed charity If you get it for nothing, that's what Hashem created our world. Then you should earn it. Not get it for nothing. So if Amar Rishon not eaten by Sadat, he would have earned the final goal, the final gil, the final gula. It would have been enough for him on his level. Hishna Kosh Boch Amar Rishon Nekura Dakar Shol Bechira. Kosh Boch left him a little Nekura Bechira. Amar Rishon's Bechira was Dakar in a Dak. Ube Nekura Zu Kiviyach Lachon Boch Utolubay. And on that Nekura Kosh Boch made himself dependent on Amar Rishon. If Adam Rishon does Marotzon, we go home. If he doesn't, I can't fulfill the purpose of creation. We need 6,000 years of bonds. Shreim Adam Rishon lo yishma letziv Hashem ayoichel lipol neger Hashem yishbrochim v'yochol. Because if Adam Rishon doesn't listen to Hashem, he's able to go against Hashem k'v'yochol. V'yaitim ekach ha'chol shvoch yedilo ki v'cholos el ha'achim v'soylo. A Kosh Baruch Hu told Adam Rishon, you have the power to destroy the whole world. V'kach amru chazal im koheles rabbe, b'shah shebo Kosh Baruch Hu Adam Rishon. With a Kosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon, notlu v'achzir ha'kor eilon Gan Eden. A Kosh Baruch Hu took Adam Rishon through the whole of Gan Eden and showed him all the trees, whatever this means, okay? I mean trees. Vomalo, they're all maisim. Have a look at my maisim, look at my deeds. Kama naim ha-mashubochim ha. How beautiful and praiseworthy is what I've created for you. V'kol ma-shabarati b'shmucha barati. All that I've created just for you. Just for you. Ten daitcha. Ten daitcha. Pay very close attention. Shalom to kalkel v'tachi v'salom. That you shouldn't damage and destroy my world. So what's just impeding over this? You can destroy my world. Hakol Baruch Hu, that's kind of the Midrash. Hakol Baruch Hu, Gilelo, ki nitna b'yod ha-bachir ha-bachoyach l'achim ha-zoylof. Hashem tells Adam Rishon, you have the power to destroy the world. The kain of a vakish man, you know yachim ha-zoylof. And that's why I said to you, please don't destroy my world. Some of the Hashem says to us, I'm placing before you life and death, blessing and curse. U'bachat ha-bachay, please choose life. But if you don't want to, the other party is open to you as well. Otherwise, it's not a choice. That's where we learn how to chinuch from. Ubechata b'chaim, Hashem says, choose life. People think, oh, of course, because death's not a choice. The possibility is that they're both a choice. Hashem begs us, please choose life. Why? We don't know. But that's the way he wants us to go. Same now, God's boss, that's Adam, he says, you want to destroy the world? You can destroy it. Nothing can interfere with you destroying my world. I'm asking you, please don't. But you want to destroy it? Fine, we'll go to 6,000 years there. We can have it over in a couple of minutes. Oh, it's never 6,000 years past. I'm fine. You please, but I'm asking please don't destroy my world.